All right, so I'll stand up. First of all, the panel one, the review panel, after the first period, that's a 4I, where it says the guidelines for those percentage sets of students to come up with. Based upon your request, the questions parties are looking at another provisional departure from up to 2 years of formal probation, and on count one, 5 years of formal probation, subject to all the standard conditions of probation. In addition to standard conditions of probation, you will have no contact with victims. You will advise your employer of this conviction and the circumstances of these charges. You will sign a release of information allowing communication between the employer and your probation officer. You will accept no employment involving the handling of money, cash, checks, credit cards, bank cards, accounts payable without written permission in advance from your probation officer and full disclosure to your employer. You will provide complete financial records to your probation officer, including tax records, household income expense records, and bank statements, any other financial records your probation officer may require. You will submit a polygraph examination upon the request of your probation officer from the compliance of the expectations of probation. You will continue or resume treatment at Serenity Lane or any other treatment program your probation officer directs you to participate in, and you will comply with the statute conditions. You will pay the $107 unitary assessment on count one only on the waiver and all the other counts consistent with the and doubling or more than doubling on the unitary assessment. That takes care of count one. With respect to count two, which you pled guilty to aggravated theft in the first degree, that's a 5G in the working sentencing guidelines, but with some sentence, it's also 2 years before the judge. Based upon your request, the stipulations of parties on the longer duration of pressure on count two, and sentence you to 5 years before the probation, subject to all the standard conditions of probation. In addition, you will comply with the conditions of probation that are imposed to count one. The way to get your assessment on count two. With respect to count three, which you put with aggravated theft in the first degree, that's a 5 half of the sentencing guidelines. And if the guidelines apply, because they do not, that would have been for something 2 years of probation. However, pursuant to warrants 137.717, you are on this charge of a repeat property offender for which the presumptive sentence becomes 19 months in the custody of corrections division. On this count three, I sentence you to the custody of corrections division for a period of 19 months to be followed by 1 year of post-prison supervision. On this sentence, you receive credit for time served, good time, bad time, all credits for which you are eligible and or eligible for alternative incarceration programs. On count four, for which you are guilty of aggravated death in the first degree, that's also a 5 half in the sentencing guidelines, for which the presumptive sentence if the guidelines apply. And 2 years of probation. However, it's a property offender. Pursuant to ORS 137.717, the presumptive sentence becomes 19 months in custody. Therefore, on count four, I sentence you to custody of corrections division for 19 months, followed by 1 year of post-prison supervision. This 19-month sentence is consecutive to the sentence imposed in count three. And any of the unitary assessments, 3, 4, and 5, you know, we say that. Moving on to count five, for which you put guilty to aggravated theft in the first degree, and that's also a 5 half of the sentencing guideline, for which the presumptive sentence of the guidelines applied would have been 2 years of formal probation. However, as you would be property feature, pursuant to RS 137.77, the presumptive sentence becomes 19 months in prison. Therefore, on this count, I sentence you to custody of corrections division for a period of 19 months, of which 10 months is consecutive to the sentences imposed in counts 3 and 4, and the remaining 9 months is concurrent to the sentences imposed in those sentences. And this is before by 1 year of post-prison supervision waiving the military assessment. We're leaving the issue of restitution on all counts open for 90 days. So what this adds up to is there's 48 months in prison on these charges. You must have assumed that when you committed these crimes, that this is likely to happen. This is just the natural consequences of the choices we've made. So, we're going to be recess. You are not to leave the courtroom. The sheriff will not take you, give you a test in your prison sentence.
Thank you. Judge, on the restitution, do we want to set a date today or?
No, that's true.
Okay, thanks.
You can, let me know if you need to have the ASAP prepared.
Will do.